This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Devastated, Kenny. Devastated. Not because the Guardians lose. You're going to lose some games. They're 17-7. They're 10 games above 500. 10 games. I thought it was 9 when I showed up today. Yeah. It's 10. I can't even keep up.
Well, you don't watch baseball.
With how many games? Oh, I watched yesterday.
You were watching draft day.
I watched until I saw the second Connor Wong home run, Kenny.
Do people check out during those games?
You know what? We had Taylor, who tweets us all the time on X, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Was it Taylor who said he had great seats yesterday?
Saw the pictures.
But it
they
was
were great seats.
Miserable weather.
Boy, it was cold.
And you were getting destroyed. So how long do you stay in those seats?
Well, how long was the game yesterday?
And their games against the Red Sox
it
have been absolutely flying.
Was... I do not have a time of the game.
It ended for me at 8 o'clock. So.
Yeah, could you make 228? And I mean, it's just, not like you... It's not like you showed up in a t-shirt and shorts and went, oh my goodness, it's 40 degrees outside like you knew going in.
Yeah. Well, Sarah, the wife, went on Saturday for that party.
We know who she is.
And she had to wear her best, her warmest winter jacket, winter coat. She had to wear it, and she said she was miserable.
When is she not miserable? Yesterday
and was even colder.
What could that possibly be?
Last night was colder than it was Saturday night.
Well, then she would have been even more miserable.
And when you're down 8-0.
That's a possibility.
Nothing. But if you were sitting, let's say you were on TV the whole time. Are you staying the whole game?
If you're on TV the whole time.
Yeah, if you're in the seats where.
In the TV seats.
Yeah. You can be seen the entire game.
Okay.
Does that matter?
It's a little different here because that's the dugout suite.
You can do the thing once.
So they got heaters, right?
You can do the thing Probably. Once where you get on the cell phone and you like lean over and do the wave thing. Like, hey, I'm on TV. Hey, Glenda, hi. And then that's it. You aren't doing that in the eighth inning.
Yeah, when this.
That's it.
When the stadium was brand new, it was a whole dog and pony show about getting on TV. Now, they've taken away some of those seats, right? And where the camera angle has shifted, so you don't have as many opportunities. But those cutaways for guys in the batter's box or the other view when someone is up the plate, depending on a righty or lefty, you have those opportunities to be on TV. But if this was the only time you've ever had a chance to do that, 2.5 hours, you're probably right. You're probably staying, no matter how miserable it is, no matter how...
Those are great seats.
It's still baseball. It's the Red Sox. You're still getting to see your guys, and you never know when they're going to turn it around. They didn't yesterday, unfortunately. They only could muster 4 hits. So Carlos Carrasco struggled. I didn't tell you, but the big reason that I was devastated with the loss, Kenny, I've been looking at run differential. You know me. Me and run differential have this very sordid relationship.
You're very weird about
this
it.
This complex relationship.
Very weird.
So after last night, their run differential dropped to plus 47, which right now, Kenny, is still the best in Major League Baseball. You know what number 2 is?
What?
The Atlanta Braves.
And we play the Braves coming up.
You do. They're 17
this
and
weekend.
6. So the Braves have the best record in baseball.
Maybe we one of the biggest run differential series of the year.
It is. It is the quintessential run differential series
folks,
of the year.
This is why you got to keep it locked here to 92.3 The Fan and 92.3thefan.com and on the free Odyssey app. We got the draft. We have draft day coverage
of
the movie and the actual draft. We have the NBA playoffs. Probably it would go in order. NBA playoffs with the Cavs.
Then the movie.
Draft, movie, then draft. But a possible World Series preview.
Boom.
Shakalaka.
It's a pretty big deal.
A possible World Series preview. Coming this weekend.
Not to mention, we have somebody that works at the station who is a
Braves fan,
diehard Atlanta Braves fan.
Yeah, when he wants to be, it's I think it's a very convenient.
You think
thing
it's fickle?
For No, he actually does pay closer attention to the Braves than I would think. Ladies and gentlemen, the marble mouth of Crawford County. He is a Braves fan.
Carrasco didn't have it.
A weird area out there.
It's like Fulton County of Ohio.
True.
That was Carlos Carrasco's first start in Cleveland since
1977.
It's a long time ago. The 37-year-old.
Since the first series of the year at home.
Did he? I didn't think he got a start.
Right, he started the doubleheader against the Yankees.
Yes, he did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
9 hits, 5 earned runs, and struck out 4. He said afterwards he was trying to be a little too perfect. Here's his manager.
Yeah. Cookie was all right. He was having a hard time with his changeup to lefties. Just wasn't getting it below the zone. To righties, he was getting the changeup down and executing. But the changeup to lefties, they were whether they were sitting on it, whether it was just sitting up for them. But I think a majority of their damage came on the changeup from lefties. And then Mr. Wong had a great game. He's had our number this whole year. You got to credit to them. They hit the ball hard. They got it done.
You just can't leave him out there for the 6, man.
Not for Mr. Wong.
I know you, but you just can't. You can't leave him out there for the 6th. I mean, right now, like the Derry brothers said it best this weekend. They were saying, like, you're really hoping to get 4, and then maybe 5.
Yeah.
Getting 5, it's like, all right, it's 3-0. He kept us afloat. Let's see what we can do. It's like, no, man, you can't. Sorry, I think that's a mistake by Stephen Vogt. You can't bring him out there for the 6.
Are you just calling this a vote loss?
This is a vote loss.
No, they would have been losing anyway.
No, it's not. Yeah, they were losing anyway. It's not a vote loss.
Or did the hitters pack
it
in?
Yeah, it's true.
Was it insurmountable?
No, that's not
a vote loss.
I take that back. That's not a vote loss. It's just that's not a good decision because right there, like it's 3-0. Like you're still within striking distance. And he was, again, it's Carlos Carrasco. He's a little longer in the tooth. He's 37 years old. So he's going to kind of putter around out there. And he kind of kept you within it. And then by the end of the 5th, like, you got to know, like, all right, that's it. He's too old. He's just too old. Like, you can't, you shouldn't have left him out there. That's a mistake. Not a vote loss, but it's a vote mistake.
So your lead over the Royals down to 2.5. Are you following any of the one thing I have been doing in the Central, not really paying attention to the Royals or the Tigers. I keep paying attention to the Twins just because I don't think the Twins are out of it. Do you think the Twins are out of it? They're 10-13.
According to their fans, they are.
Okay, they've won 3 in a row.
They just hate them up there, it seems.
Well, I just keep taking a look at how much of a... You had an 8-game lead over them a few days ago, and I'm like, man, that gets up to 10. I don't know. I know you play them a bunch of times.
It's April 25th. We're still over a month away from Memorial Day.
Like, I know.
Let's let the dust... We're off to a great start.
I'm just saying, if you get that lead up to 10, you're thinking, man, that's mentally... That could be exhausting for Minnesota to be thinking about that all year.
Houston right now, they're a world of talent. They are 7-18.
That's crazy.
So they got talent. They're not very good. Like, it can switch, and we got to play Houston coming up. Like, it can switch very quickly here with a talented team or a team that has guys who just seems like every single way you look are flirting with Tommy John surgery. Now we got Gavin Williams who had more discomfort, and he's got to be shut down for a week. So... You know, we're holding on for dear life with these starting pitchers, and you just can't keep putting it on the bullpen. And that's why, again, like Carlos, it's like, all right, it's 3-0. Let's let Beattie go out there, or Beattie go out there. Sorry, yeah. Beattie go out there and start the 6, and let's let this one go. I get Bybee and Beattie mixed up all the time. I'm sorry.
Meanwhile,
we're talking baseball. We're talking Gardos.
What about Bibb?
Well, the Cavaliers. Well, one thing he'll tell you, certainly about City of Cleveland.
The state of our city is strong, and we're just getting started.
Can't be toting those kids around in official vehicles.
Were they paying attention?
Just getting started.
Were they paying attention to Chicago yesterday? An unveiling of a downtown dome rendering on the lakefront.
Nice transition. Well done.
Were they paying attention? Because boy, did I get some texts about that yesterday.
Okay. What do you got? Show me some of your texts. Show your work.
A little bit of a bait and switch by Chicago. that this is never going to happen. This downtown dome is never going to happen. But they were praying yesterday. Did you see this? That was part of the presentation.
They prayed?
They were praying.
Over a dome?
The family, Kevin Warren.
Are you sure this wasn't about something else? You sure? Like,
no.
I'm serious. I don't want to be disrespectful to some other situation.
I'm just making sure. The internet had some fun at their expense yesterday as they had their invocation as part of the the presentation.
Good boy.
Anywho, Cavaliers also getting ready for their playoff game. We'll hear from them later today because, you know, Kenny, series hasn't started yet between them and the Orlando Magic. Technically, it has not started. By conventional wisdom, the series has not started. We'll explain a little bit later.
We got more on that coming up at 7:20. Coming up next, though, the Browns need a good player now, not a good idea later. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima. Take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.